So before we go head into Derech Hashem, I thought it would make a lot of sense to learn a little bit about who the Ramchal, Rav Moshe Chaim Luzzatto, was, so that we can appreciate the Sefer that we'll be learning. So I did a little research and found out some really inspiring things that about Rav Moshe Chaim Luzzatto. So he was born in Padua, in Italy. I was just there, actually. Beautiful place. And in 1707. And he was, from a young age, recognized as a super genius. He got homeschooled. And by age 14, he was already writing Svarim. It was said that he knew the Kitvei Arizal by heart. And that's a lot. 15 volumes. So he was writing books, even religious and secular, Kabbalistic books, age 14, 15, 16, 17, huge books, grammar books. There's a book about Shimshon, which is like a seemingly secular play, but really has Kabbalistic underpinnings. Really, really big genius. And he became the leader of a few chevra. Padua was the place where many scholars went because it was open for Jews to study there. So many Torah scholars also went there. And in this chabura, he was the head of it. These people dedicated themselves completely to studying Kabbalah and Torah and mitzvot and nothing else. And at age 20, he already had smicha, which was a big deal back then. And he was recognized as a great leader and just a genius. Ultimately, he got himself into a little bit of trouble because of this, because he was living after the time of Shabtai Tzvi, and people were very weary of anything too Kabbalistic and too spiritual and messianic. And some of his letters were published, and he ended up getting forced to leave Italy and then forced to leave Amsterdam. Eventually, and even all this time while he was being hounded, even though he really was innocent and pure, he was still writing a crazy amount of literature. So that, you know, one, what a genius he was, and two, how he did it under duress is really impressive. The third part, which really blew me away, was how he starts writing. He has these letters, and in the letters he writes about how there was a magid, an angel, that would visit him. And he writes on Rosh Chodesh Sivan how this angel told him, when he was doing these Kabbalistic incantations, an angel started speaking through him, and then they ended up having question and answer sessions. Then Elijah the prophet came, and different souls. He's going into these deep, deep mystical states. And the truth is, he's not the only great rabbi that we have a tradition about a magid. The Shulchan Aruch has had a chavruta with a magid. So this is not an unheard of thing. It's happened before, but you've got to be on a serious spiritual level to be having angels or magids teaching you Torah. But it just shows you that the high level that the Ramchal was on, and we shouldn't take that for granted. The Vilna Gaon was said to have said that he would have walked all the way from Vilna if he would have been able to meet the Ramchal. It was such a high level. There wasn't one wasted word in the Ramchal's works. He claimed to have been the Gilgul of Rabbi Akiva. And it was interesting, he only lived 40 years, the Ramchal, and Rabbi Akiva's first 40 years were he was not yet religious. So that's a fascinating footnote. And I think he also believed that he was a reincarnation of Moshe Rabbeinu, which makes a lot of sense considering that Ramchal really became the primary teacher of the Jewish people. And his Sefer Mesilas Yesharim is the most widely recognized Musar book. The Vilna Gaon students adopted it after the death of the Ramchal. And the Derech Hashem has really become like the last word on Jewish philosophy. What's amazing about it is that it's easy to understand, but it's really rooted in Kabbalistic sources, every single line. If you look in Arya Kaplan's version of the book, every other line is referencing some other Kabbalistic source. It's genius, but it's made to seem simple. Similarly, Mesilas Yesharim, it's how to be a good person, you know, start to finish seems so simple. And he says, yeah, I'm just telling you things you already know, but really, really, it's extremely deep. So we should appreciate this chus we have to learn from the Ramchal, and maybe now that we understand who he was, it makes a little bit more sense how his farm was so accepted. And to me, it's just inspiring to see what high levels human beings can get to if they work hard on themselves. Not that any of us necessarily are going to be having angels speak to us, but just to know that that could happen if we just had a lot more self-discipline is to me, an inspiring thought. And I'll just finish off with one idea that Mesilas Yesharim writes, that if every day we would just invest an hour to thinking about what our purpose is in life, that we're here to delight in God's glory, that we're here to do the mitzvahs, which will help us delight in God's glory, just did that for an hour, wouldn't that make, that would completely transform our life, the Ramchal writes. So I don't know if we're going to start meditating for an hour, but maybe 5 minutes a day, or at least when we're learning Torah, to just really think about how this is a reminder of what our purpose in life is. That would be some great advice. So I'm very excited to start learning Derech Hashem, Jewish Ramchal's understanding of the basics of Jewish philosophy. Have a wonderful day, and may be inspired by the Ramchal's personality to be holy Yidden.